It starts today. We hereby declare the past unwritten. We hereby declare the houses of memory and old bitter grudges foreclosed upon, gone, are the petty concerns of fashion and circumstance. We are on the road. We don't know where we're running. And yes, sometimes our aim is a little off. But if there's one thing we all of us know, it's that you gotta have your finger on the soul pulse. You gotta tread barefoot to feel life's heaving chest. And each person you meet along the way is just one extra soul. Yeah, we don't know where we're running. But one night I found myself looking at the sky. Now, I've probably seen 6 in my entire life. But this night I saw 3 satellites cross. And it was then I realized how long it had been since I just looked. And you know, any single one of those millions of little dots could destroy you and everything you've ever known. But damn it, they look nice up there. So don't be afraid of the sun, kids. Yeah, we don't know where we're running. But one day when all this is gone, when the human race is just a pop pimple on time's greasy back, they say the only trace left of us will be our bronze statues. So soak it up, kids. You're not soaking up the sun, kids. You're living in the sun-kissed oblivion, and I'm trading in my heart for one a little more sun-soaked. I hope I get a good price for it. I hear there's a good market for that kind of thing. You know, the young pink squidgy stuff. And then when I'm done with it, we can use it as a coin purse to pay for all our injuries. But for now, we'll keep on running. Hope your eyes will meet our heart somewhere at the horizon. There, they'll reunite like classic lovers. Well, hi, Missy. You're not from my neck of the woods, but we used to hang out a lot. No, I don't think so, mister, the eyes will say to the heart. I ain't never seen you before. Besides, you're a whole lot uglier now. See, there's a storm out there somewhere. And those who walk will probably drown. But it'll be a damn good show. So if you're with us, put one tongue in front of the other and scream. Yeah, if you're with us, put one tongue in front of the other and scream. Yeah, if you're with us, put one tongue in front of the other and scream like you've never had to ask permission to roam. Because we don't know where we're running. But we're running home.
And now for something completely different.
All the way from Albuquerque, New Mexico. It's Good Green.
But Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye and sailed back over a year and in and out of weeks and through a day and into the night of his very own room where he found his supper waiting for him. And it was still hot. Thank you, Mr. Sendak. Thank you for reminding us that we should never, ever lose touch with that wild and untamable spirit within us all. You know, mayhem's gotten a bad rap, and chaos has taken it on the chin in these pathologically normal and rational times. Even up here in Alaska, we're turning our back on the beast. We've opted for the zoo, where the lion can't eat you, instead of the jungle, where he can. Kel Dimage, what a drag.
This is the honey badger. Watch it run in slow motion. It's pretty badass. Look, it runs all over the place. Whoa, watch out, says that bird. Ew, it's got a snake. Oh, it's chasing a jackal. Oh my gosh. Oh, the honey badgers are just crazy. The honey badger has been referred to by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most fearless animal in all of the animal kingdom. It really doesn't give a shit. If it's hungry, it's hungry. Ew, what's that in its mouth? Oh, it's got a cobra. Oh, it runs backwards. Now watch this. Look, a snake's up in the tree. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger don't give a shit. It just takes what it wants. Whenever it's hungry, it just, ew, and it eats snakes? Oh my god, watch it dig. Look at that digging. The honey badger is really pretty badass. They have no regard for any other animal whatsoever. Look, and it's just grunting and, ew, eating snakes. Ew, what's that, a mouse? Oh, that's nasty. Oh, they're so nasty. Oh, look, it's chasing things and eating them. The honey badgers have a fairly long body, but a distinctly thick set, broad shoulders, and, you know, their skin is loose, allowing them to move about freely, and they twist around. Now look, here's a house full of bees. You think the honey badger cares? It doesn't give a shit. It goes right into the house of bees to get some larvae. How disgusting is that? It eats larvae. Ew, that's so nasty. But look, the honey badger doesn't care. It's getting stung like 1,000 times. It doesn't give a shit. It's hungry. It doesn't care about being stung by bees. Nothing can stop the honey badger when it's hungry. Oh, what a crazy fuck. Look. Ew, it's eating larvae. That's disgusting. There it is, running in slow motion again. See? Now, what's interesting is that other animals, like these birds here, they just like to wait around until the honey badger's done eating, and then it swoops in to pick up the scraps. It says, you do all the work for us, honey badger, and we'll just eat whatever you find. How's that? What do you say, stupid? Look at this bird. Thanks for the treat, stupid. Hey, come back here, says the honey badger. Birds don't care. And you know what? The jackals do it, too. Look at these little dogs. They're like, thanks, stupid. Thanks for the mouse. See you later. The honey badger does all the work while these other animals just pick up the scraps. At nighttime, the honey badger goes hunting because it's hungry. Look, here comes a fierce battle between a king cobra and a honey badger. I wonder what'll happen. Look at this. There's the honey badger just eating a mouse. And then look. Get away from me, says the snake. Get away from me. Honey badger don't care. Honey badger smacks the shit out of it. And the snake comes back and it lashes right at the honey badger. Oh, little does the honey badger know, FYI, it's been stung. It's been bitten by the snake. So while it's eating the snake, ew, that's disgusting. Meanwhile, the poisonous venom is seeping through the honey badger's body, and it passes out. Look at that sleepy fuck. Now, the honey badger's just going to pass out for a few minutes, and then it's going to get right back up and start eating all over again, because it's a hungry little bastard. Look at this. Like nothing happened. The honey badger gets right back up and continues eating the cobra. How disgusting. And of course, what does the honey badger have to eat for the next 2 weeks? Cobra. The honey badger.
Down the street in my 6-4. It's like that, and it's like this. I took her to the pan, and we started to kiss. Now my dick's going hard, you know what I'm thinking. Took the panties off, and the pussy was sinking. Pulled off my drawers, and I started to begin. Now the pussy's wet, so my dick slides in. Oh, hidey, 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 you ho. Biting on the sock, and I'm working kind of slow. So, beep, bop, oh, fuck, bump. She's scratching on my back, oh, here she comes. Now I gotta get a nut, gotta get a nut, gotta get it quick, you know, because I love this shit so. Back to the fucking basics. You got yours and mine, I want you to taste it. Open wide and open.
see what I did? I said, thank you. That's courtesy. And courtesy and manners are what women know. Men, you get in a relationship, and the woman is so willing to sublimate her needs to guide her man through the important signposts of life, lovingly, very lovingly. And then you turn your back for 24 hours, and you go into a public restroom, and there he is, making out with another woman. You see what I'm saying? And it's like, who do I have to blame? I have myself to blame because I've dated enough narcissistically neurotic men to know that you are all just a pack of roving babies in search of a giant peach from which to suck the lifeblood out of me till I'm a hollow shell. What?
Well, baby, all this talk about teach just made me think I should say something. I'm sensing a lot of hostility coming from the back seat.
Oh, really? That's very astute.
Well, that's not good for me, man. I mean, that kind of energy damages the plush interior of my cab, right? And you're blowing a $5 high, mama. You need to find yourself a man who's secure enough to appreciate you for the superior woman that you are. Now, I like a strong woman.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you are a strong woman. And if I was you, I would pull over with me and celebrate our strength together. What do you think about that, baby?
This corner's great.
Oh.
This corner's fantastic for me.
Well, let's do that. I know you want to pull over so soon, but I tell you what. You want to make slow, passionate love until I leave the meter running. Baby. Baby. Baby, action left. Well, let me see. Did I smile? I must not have smiled.
Nuestra presentación especial comenzará en breve, pero antes un mensaje de nuestros auspiciadores.
Control. them act like they know. You are, was, and always will be. Pussy control.
With a chassis that'll make every man's motor roar. It's an explosive triangle highlighting Hollywood's new teenage stars. Pretty Faye Spain, pleasing Steve Carell, enticing Judy Bamber, and dynamic John Ashley. Coming women, boys who are almost men, teasing death to win the favors of drag strip girls.
Leave into the other. with the countdown. Coming down to the brand new year here in Times Square, New York City. The focal point of the brand new year of 1976. Happy New Year's Rockin' Eve!
You are.